News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenaby. Have you seen them? Any idea who they are? The FBI releasing photos and video of two young men possibly linked to Monday's Boston Marathon bombing.
They are identified as Suspect 1 and Suspect 2. They appear to be associated. Suspect 1 is wearing a dark hat. Suspect 2 is wearing a white hat.
Special Agent Richard DeLaurier, one suspect seen in the video, setting down his backpack just before the explosions tore through the crowd. Correspondent Bob Orr.
By coming forward now with the surveillance pictures and some stills, in essence, they are tipping their hand. They're also working against the clock. If these two guys are, in fact, the bombers, they now have had several days to map a getaway. And so until we can identify, or until the FBI can identify who they are and where they might be and try to run down some of their associates, if there are some, there's a danger that they could leave the country or kind of just disappear into the wind.
News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenavin. Gunfire and explosions punctuating the end of a police chase in Watertown, Massachusetts overnight. One suspect arrested. The search is on for a second. WBZ's Karen Toomey is there.
The Boston Globe is definitively reporting that one of the suspects in the marathon bombings was captured and that he is... The other suspect is at large. They are looking for him. That is that second person that they were looking for. That is according to the Boston Globe. And that, as a matter of fact, that first suspect was actually shot.
As for the second suspect, he is believed surrounded.
The police are searching various houses. They actually had a helicopter with the bright searchlight going over the neighborhood over and over again.
The chase followed the murder of an MIT campus police officer earlier in the night. And all of this followed the FBI release of surveillance photos and video of the two suspects in that Boston Marathon bombing.
News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Shootout outside Boston.
One of the bombing suspects is dead.
Manhunt intensifies for second man.
Suspect. We're going to go to a live press conference now on WCCO being held by the Massachusetts governor. Let's go to Governor Patrick.
To assist that, we have suspended all service on the MBTA, our public transit service, and that will continue until we think it's safe to open all or some of that. We're asking people to shelter in place, in other words, to stay indoors with their doors locked and not to open the door for anyone other than a properly identified law enforcement officer. And that applies here in Watertown, where we are right now. Also Cambridge, Waltham, Newton, Belmont, and at this point, all of Boston. All of Boston. This is a serious situation. We're taking it seriously. We're asking the public to take it seriously as well and to assist law enforcement by following those simple instructions. We've got every asset that we can possibly muster on the ground right now. They are doing a terrific job and working in concert with each other, but we are going to need the public to help us help them stay safe. So where are you, Commissioner?
Right behind you, Governor. Thank you, Governor. As the Governor said, this is a rapidly developing situation. Within the last half hour, we've received information that I have communicated to Mayor Menino. Mayor Menino has asked me to come here and to tell you that the shelter-in-place recommendation has been extended throughout the city of Boston. There's a lot of information coming in. We're working very closely with federal authorities in Washington. We are examining all databases, all potential leads, and there are officers that are moving around the city right now. Please be patient with us. Work with us. If you see anything suspicious, let us know. We are trying to make this safe as quickly as possible, but this is an ongoing situation. I want to stress that. This is an ongoing situation.
I'm Colonel Timothy Alvin. First, I want to start by saying thank you to each and every one of you. You've gotten the message out there to the neighborhood. I have to ask you to continue to do that. Our number one priority right now is with these neighborhoods here in Watertown and making them safe and finding this individual. That's what we're committed to. We need more time. We're making significant progress up there, but it may take hours to do this. So please bear with us. I know that there is a lot of questions, and we'll have plenty of time to address those after this. But for right now, this is about public safety. This is about the Watertown neighborhood. So please give us that leeway. We'll be back shortly. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the public officials in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and others speaking this morning. For some of you,
they're not taking questions this morning. Deval Patrick, the governor.
This is Steve Murphy in the newsroom. Let's head back to Boston and coverage from CBS.
Just something like that.
These two brothers come from a region that has been home to unrest and bloodshed for years, Chechnya. CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate.
In Russia, they've had numerous serious terrorist attacks over the last decade. Remember the theater bombings, the Beslan attack, the Moscow subway bombings, the plane attack with female suicide attackers.
CBS News senior correspondent John Miller on perhaps why the suspects were still in the Boston area days after the Marathon attack.
The fact that they didn't flee, the fact that there was no claim of responsibility, and we have to label this as analysis rather than reporting, you have to consider that there were other attacks planned because they were still armed to the teeth. They hadn't attempted to flee the area, and they had a lot of explosives.
Former Boston Police Commissioner Bill Bratton.
I don't think they had any expectation that they would be identified and identified this quickly. Being identified now changed the plans to move from their home base, wherever they were living, where they were comfortable, where they had all their relationships. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to need to flee. And so this begins this chain of events. I'd be willing to bet that they had no intention of leaving the area. They just did not feel they were ever going to be identified.
As a precaution, because of all these developments, mass transit in Boston's been shut down. City schools are closed. So are MIT and Harvard University. And again, many people near the search perimeter have been told to stay inside.
News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter.
We're going to get through this. We're going to be a stronger city as we move forward.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino at a news briefing just minutes ago. The massive search continues in the Boston area for 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev, who escaped capture after a shootout in which his brother Tamerlan was killed. The two brothers identified as the suspects in the deadly Marathon bombing, and Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says Johar is still dangerous.
We believe this to be a terrorist. We believe this to be a man who's come here to kill people.
CBS's Bob Orr says Tsarnaev still has the potential to do a lot of damage.
He is said to be armed and extremely dangerous. The FBI says he is one of two brothers who planted the bombs at the Boston Marathon, and now they believe, as he's on the run from police, he not only has guns, but they believe, and I want to emphasize, they're not absolutely positive, but they believe he is wearing an explosive vest.
State Police Commissioner Timothy Albin on activities at one site in Cambridge.
This afternoon, there will be a controlled explosion, if you will, by some of the explosive ordnance folks over in Cambridge. That's going to happen on Norfolk Street at a house that we have secured earlier today.
Mass transit in Boston has been shut down, and people in the city and Heather Bosch is in Watertown, where authorities continue to go door-to-door looking for the suspect.
I've seen literally helicopters flying overhead every few minutes. There are police cars jetting by occasionally. The command center is across the street here.
President Obama's been continually updated on the situation, and CBS's Peter Mayer says he got an extensive briefing this morning.
There's a lot of sensitive information that is gathered and conveyed at these briefings that the president has, and I don't want to lump the one that he had today into the routine category because you have the entire national security team, the entire intelligence team, foreign policy team, domestic security team, every key player was involved in this briefing here at the White House Situation Room today.
Outside his Gaithersburg, Maryland home, the suspect's uncle urged him to turn himself in and ask for forgiveness.
He put a shame. He put a shame on the our family, Tsarnaev's family. He put a shame on the entire Chechen ethnicity.
Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble just spoke with the suspect's father.
He's absolutely furious that his older son was killed. He doesn't believe that they got the right men. He doesn't think his sons would be involved in terrorism. He says that they were very happy with their lives in America.
A law enforcement official told CBS News Johar just became an American citizen last September 11th.
News Radio 830, WCCO, WCCO HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Boston is a city on tenterhooks today.
I'm hoping he's somewhere close by, and I hope they get him really fast.
Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev has eluded capture since his brother Tamerlan was killed in a shootout with police in Watertown, Massachusetts last night. CBS's John Miller.
During the firefight, Tamerlan throws this package with this device in it, which we are told was another pressure cooker bomb, same one used at the race, that the top of it actually flew off, which basically neuters its effectiveness as a pressure cooker, and the explosives went off inside, and instead of fragging into a million pieces, what it did, it propelled the pressure cooker. The lid went this way, the pressure cooker that went that way, and ended up flying like a missile embedded in the side of a police car.
Andrew Blasby lives in the same college dorm as Johar.
It's just like crazy how he can just be so cool and calm-tempered like that. He just acted like nothing happened.
Law enforcement officials are continuing a house-by-house search in Watertown. WBZ-TV's Jim Armstrong is there.
The scene just stays so active. At some points, you will see 10, 12, or 14 vehicles rush in a big, big hurry, sometimes accompanied by fire trucks or ambulances. And then you'll see an equal number of vehicles a short time later going in or coming out. Vehicles, the likes of which you almost never see, thankfully, but which today are commonplace, frankly.
Authorities consider Johar armed and extremely dangerous, and they believe he is wearing an explosive vest. CBS's Bob Orr says it's unclear whether the two brothers, who are ethnic Chechens, acted alone or were part of a larger terrorist network.
We might be dealing with, on one hand, a two-person cell that is consistent of two brothers who over time became radicalized and sought to act out for whatever their private agenda might be. Maybe they're sympathizing with extremist groups abroad. That's hard to say. Or maybe they just became, you know, Chechen-born domestic radicals.